Athabasca. It's been a busy summer for the women in charge of the Athabasca Native Friendship Center, ANFC, with healthy living programs and family camps taking up much of their time. Now, as the leaves start to turn, the center is gearing up to add a new slate of education-focused programming, thanks, in part, to a provincial grant that gives friendship centers across the province an extra $100,000 a year. We're seeing what we can do to bring Indigenous culture into the schools while also supporting those individual students, said Sarah Burtis, ANFC's education coordinator. So far, the exact nature of the programming is still up in the air. Burtis is working on recruiting tutors for after-school sessions, and the center recently added Calling Lake School to its partnership. In Athabasca, ANFC has worked with Aspen View to bring in cultural teachers and lecturers on a variety of subjects, including a presentation on hunting and trapping to Edwin Parr composite students that was well received. Students of all ages really liked that. They got to touch the furs, they got to lay on the furs. It was a very interactive presentation, said Alma Swan, Aspen View's First Nations, Métis, and Inuit family liaison. Swan said she was incredibly thankful for the work the Friendship Center had done so far and was excited for the partnership to continue. We, at Aspen View, really value our partnership with the Friendship Center because they've been so good at supporting different initiatives in our schools. It's extremely important, she said. Education about the beauty of our culture, education of how we as Indigenous people shared our culture. There's a need for it in society as a whole. The student support programming will tie into the center's larger mandate, which Executive Director Agnes Finney said focuses heavily on the lessons learned from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada's calls to action. A lot of people don't realize that we're not here to serve the Indigenous community. We're here serving all of Athabasca. When we offer programming, we're inviting everybody. It's a lot of non-Indigenous people as well, and this is where they're learning the cultural component, said Finney. The center offers a variety of Indigenous art programs, including moccasin making, beading, and ribbon skirt workshops, and events on days like Truth and Reconciliation Day, Red Dress Day, and Orange Shirt Day. On September 30th, the center will be hosting a walk and talk through the Muskeg Creek Trails, followed by some informative displays and complimentary refreshments at the center itself. A big portion of the calls to action is having everyone come and learn, and having those difficult conversations, said Kendra Pritchard, ANFC's program coordinator. That's a big part of reconciliation and our center, we tailor it to that. Everyone is welcome to our programming, and it's a big part of reconciling what happened.